Hello, friends, and welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. Our guest today is Louise Valentine. She is a physiologist, best-selling author, avid runner, and a military spouse. She was named the number one health education specialist, you guys, in the United States, and she's worked for the NFL. And she's also published research studying how to solve the root cause of health, fitness, and resilience problems. What I really love about Louise is that, when she was faced with her own devastating health diagnosis and fitness challenges, she was grateful to have the knowledge to turn those breakdowns into breakthroughs. And she's also the CEO of BreakingThroughWellness.com. And she offers one-to-one coaching, free resources, and groundbreaking Badass Breakthrough Academy for women ages 35 and older to really just quickly turn those setbacks into a comeback, okay? And unlock your best health, your best fitness, or running with more energy, less stress. And science simplified for real life. Louise, welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. How are you today?
I am great. I am so grateful to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. This is such an important topic, health, right? Without it, we're nothing. So let's dive right in and talk about your wellness toolkit that you have for small business owners. So right off the bat, let's talk about simple steps that we can use to superpower our day with energy.
Yes. And this, especially for your listeners and your audience being women business owners, skipping breakfast is where I see so many of us getting it wrong and thinking, like, we come from this diet background, this diet mindset, thinking, that's how the secret to losing weight is eating less, exercising harder. And especially age 35 and beyond, our hormones are starting to decrease. We need fuel. Our body needs fuel to build hormones. And so, having a great balanced breakfast is incredible energy for your day. It's going to prevent chronic disease and needs for things like hormone replacement therapy long term. So, not only is it great in the moment for energy in your day, focus, the ability to not be craving and having these hunger episodes all throughout our day. That superpowered breakfast is the key to success.
That's right. We hear all the time that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It truly is. It really is. So, how can we then prevent throughout the day those midday crashes, like, around 2 o'clock or from 12 to 2? How can we prevent that from happening?
Yeah, I think we see a lot of mixed messages. Messaging and misinformation around low carb dieting
Mm-hmm.
these days, like thinking restricting certain food groups like fat or carbs is the key to success. And it's actually the opposite. That type of a diet mindset and those types of low calorie approaches set us up for failure. And to your point, it shows up around 2 or 3 p.m. with these energy crashes, brain fog, going home and overeating dinner because we've sort of restricted all day. That leads to a big meal. Our blood sugar, spikes, crashes, and then we find ourselves on the couch snacking at night. So this key to our day is to have well-balanced meals. So I highly recommend with breakfast and lunch, focusing on a healthy protein, a healthy carb, one that's not a lot of refined sugar, a good healthy source of fat, something like extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, avocado is a great source of fat. And getting some veggies with it too. If we
And
can do that, it will superpower the day with breakfast and lunch alone.
also too, Louise, cut down on the processed foods, right?
Oh, yes, that is huge
Huge.
and huge key to our success is this low inflammatory eating. And it sounds complicated, but it's really like single ingredient foods like chicken, a vegetable, an apple, peanut butter, these things that aren't highly processed really do contribute to our overall well-being and fitness.
That's right. And then the natural peanut butter too. It's yummy. I love the natural peanut butter.
Definitely.
And you know, one of the things that I do is, even though I, you know, eat three meals a day, in between there too, when the snack cravings come up, in between the breakfast and lunch, and then between lunch and dinner, is I eat a lot of nuts and raw nuts as well, because that's your protein as well. Some people don't realize
Yeah.
that nuts are a good source of protein.
Yeah, they're a good healthy fat and protein. They have a lot of micronutrients, some omegas, which are really good for health. So as long as your body tolerates nuts without like bloating or stomach consequences,
Yes.
absolutely go for it.
Perfect. Thanks for that information. So a lot of us now, since COVID, are working from home, right? So we're sitting down a
Yes.
lot for a prolonged time in our workspace, or we're going in, you know, a couple of days a week into the office. So how can we easily mitigate that?
Yeah, and that is something that is really, we hear a lot about like sitting is the new smoking. It leads to things like chronic disease. But what we do about that is a couple rules of thumb. So if we have a snack or a meal, recent research indicates it's only 2 minutes that we need to move after we eat to help our body just process the food better and not see that energy crash and spike. Keys to things like not gaining belly fat are as simple as moving 2 minutes after every snack or meal. Also, just making sure that we are standing up at least once an hour. So I feel like I work with a lot of individuals who are highly dedicated and they might have like the solid work day. They don't want to move. It's like just simply stand up, try to do it once an hour. If you can do it every 45 minutes, you're golden. But it's those sitting for hours on end that ooh, energy is tanking, brain fog. It's an ugly mess.
Yes, and many people too think that they have to get up and go outside. That's great if you can afford to do that. But you know, sometimes some of the simple things that I do, Louise, is I just get up and I talk to people on the phone. So while I'm talking on the phone, I'm walking around for that 2 to 5 minutes around my house, you know, or
Yeah.
around my my office. So that helps, like you said, those 2 minutes, that's all it takes, right?
Yeah, and sometimes I'll have lunch, but then I'll fold laundry afterwards. Like I don't
Ah,
necessarily
good.
have to go do something crazy. It could be, okay, dinner's done. Let's empty the dishwasher or load the dishwasher. You know, let's sweep underneath the table. It's just that movement and processing that food so it doesn't cause that blood sugar spike and crash.
That's right. And those are really great examples too. And then you also feel much better because you've accomplished something else. You've done your laundry. Or you've done some household chore, you know? That's awesome. I love that. Those are great examples too.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about anxiety and stress management.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that we can do, Louise, if our day just starts getting away from us? We have everything planned, but it doesn't always go according to plan. So now what?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Just looking at different individuals, especially those who are like type A, love like working in their business. It's very easy to sometimes get very anxious and overwhelmed and stressed. And so, the way that I describe this is on the spectrum of brains, some of us are naturally have lower levels of dopamine, and it makes us feel especially prone to anxiety. So, what we can do is we can sort of realize when we have these moments in our day, maybe we've been sitting for too long, maybe someone at work stresses us out, we're aware of the fact, okay, I feel anxious. So step one is that awareness, which is key. We don't want the day to get away from us. Step two is acceptance, realizing, okay, my body is needing some dopamine. It needs some joy in its life right now. So we have that acceptance of, okay, this is normal. This is human. It's not, you know, oh my gosh, stress, the worst. No, it's anxiety. It happens. And then the third piece is activity. So simply finding something to get that dopamine hit in a healthy way. So whereas normally we might seek caffeine, we might be craving that glass of wine by the end of the night, we might be looking for sugar. That's where we're starting to feel that as a byproduct of that anxiety. But instead doing something like movement, maybe it's a couple of squats in the office, a quick little walk outside, just stand there in the sunshine can help. Or turning on some upbeat music or doing something creative. those are like four different ways that you can constructively get some dopamine without leading to alcohol, sugar, caffeine.
Yes. And talking about dopamine, alcohol, and sugar, many people don't realize that those are highly addictive, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
it's important to almost, you know, train your body and your taste buds to not give in to those cravings, because the more caffeine you consume and sugar that you consume, the more your body's going to want it.
Absolutely.
To get that dopamine reaction.
Yeah, it is. And it is a chemical process that's happening in our body, and it can really work against us. So we have to understand sort of what's happening. And so that awareness piece is key, accepting it as normal and knowing what to do about it with something like activity. Really,
that's right. That's right. Great advice. So when we're short on time, and what's the best thing to focus on exercise wise? Is it weightlifting? Is it cardio? What would you recommend?
Yeah. So honestly, when it comes down to it, really for overall health, having both is important, but I do see a ton of individuals get really stuck thinking that cardio or a bunch of running, a bunch of walking is the key to weight loss success. And it's actually, as we age, even more important to do things like strength training to keep our lean muscle mass, which burns more calories at rest, looks great. You know, that's sort of how we have that leaner look. So not forgetting strength training is so key. At least 2 days a week, ideally three, and not overcomplicating it. It can be very simple as long as we're doing enough, heavy enough weight for our body to see results.
Right. And then seek the help of a professional, of course, to find out what's the right weight for you, for your body mass as well.
Yeah. And for women 35 and over, the recommendation is under 10 reps. So if you can curl a weight for more than 10 reps, it would be time to bump it up.
Okay. So I'm curious. So Louise, what do you do? Tell me a little bit about your regimen on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So I am an avid runner, which, believe it or not, actually works against us as we age. It does drain our hormones as a byproduct of running. So that's why I tend to work with a lot of runners, because it becomes this fine line of let's not overstress our body. Let's continue to progress our running and feel great while doing it. So I do run most days of the week just in my normal training, but I do prioritize really great strength training, because without it, my muscles won't be strong enough to run.
Right.
And I see so many individuals get caught up in like HIIT classes and all the Peloton rides, all the cycling, all the running, and they end up with this frustrating cycle of tight muscles and injuries. And the missing piece is often really good strength training. So your muscles are strong enough to do all of those activities that you love to do without injury.
And a lot of people don't realize that strength training it burns almost just as much weight, energy, calories,
yes,
rather,
and
you know?
Absolutely. And then when we gain the muscle, our body actually burns more calories day to day. And it's the way we sustain weight loss long term, is by having that lean mass that's just a calorie burning furnace.
Yes, that's awesome. And, you know, I even have colleagues and friends that have coaches and trainers, and all of this physiology is not explained to them. So they just basically do what their trainer tells them to do and not really understanding. And I love what you do, Louise, because when you meet with your clients, you really do explain everything. So walk us through, you know, a process with your client. How does that work?
Yeah. So I think that you just hit the nail on the head. There's just, when we look at all of the ads and all the different programs out there, you know, when individuals come to me, sometimes they're working with like acupuncturists, chiropractors, a personal trainer, a nutritionist, a running coach. And it's like, we cut it all out and we just focus on your body, your needs, and helping you understand how to do those things yourself. So how do we keep our muscles in alignment? Good strength training. How do we fuel our body on a day-to-day basis? Knowing some basic rules of thumb, like just even talking about the solid breakfast, what makes a good lunch? What are good snack choices? when we know that and we understand like the different things that change in our body, like to the point of how much should I lift? The rule of thumb for women 35 and over is less than 10 reps. If you have a trainer who's having you crank out 15, they don't understand women physiology 35 and over. And so when you start to understand these things, results come and you sustain them because you have the knowledge to know how to do it yourself.
Right. And that's why you were named the number one health education specialist in the United States. That's amazing.
Well, I have an exciting update to that, actually.
Okay. What's the update?
I was just named the top three in the world this year for the American College of Sports Medicine. So I'm in the final three, and I'll find out in March at our international summit if I am the American College of Sports Medicine certified professional of the year.
All right. So we know where to come when we want sound advice and get our fitness goals on track. That is amazing. Congratulations on that, Louise. That's exciting.
Thank you. And it's this message that science doesn't have to be complicated. And when we understand good science-based principles and can apply them, we can do so much. We can lose the weight. We can keep it off. We can prevent chronic disease. We don't need all the medications. And it's an amazing place to be.
Absolutely. I love it. And I love your whole aura every time we come together and we talk. I just absolutely love it. We may have you back too after you get that number one, become number one in the world.
So listen, oh, goodness.
What should we do, Louise, if we are feeling just so overwhelmed to really just improve our health and fitness going forward?
Yeah. I think, I'm sure your listeners will really get this idea of a strategic hustle. So I know your listeners are hustlers and they want to do all the things, but really defining what is that number one place where you're feeling stuck. And so looking at your number one priority goal, why it means something to you, like what does that next level version of yourself look, sound, and feel like, right? What's getting in your way? And starting there, maybe you do work with someone like myself, like just kind of getting it all together, your go-to game plan. Maybe you have a trainer that you love. You're just like, I'm feeling lost in the gym. I don't feel confident in my strength training. I just would love to have a routine that I can just mindlessly do. I'm comfortable and confident in it. I can do it for a few months, build my lean muscle mass, look great. Just starting there and looking at that number one place and getting some sort of support or, listening to podcasts, getting some education for yourself, getting confident in that one place, and then moving on to your next. We think like, I need nutrition, I need fitness, I need it all. And sometimes that's okay if you have the right coach to put it all together.
Right.
Otherwise, when you're doing it yourself, just take a deep breath, small, consistent steps over time. You will be unstoppable before you know it. You won't even recognize yourself in a year.
That's right. And don't compare yourself to others. You hit it on the head, small, consistent steps, and you grow from there.
Okay? Absolutely.
Louise, if our listeners could have one takeaway from what we talked about today, what would that one takeaway be from you?
I would say you always have the superpower to rewrite your story at any point in time. Ooh. And don't let anybody take that away from you. Don't let a doctor tell you that you can't do anything about a health condition. I don't know how many times I was told that in my youth. And if I need a lifetime of medication, I'm not going to be okay. So it's like getting that knowledge, just being, okay, I know that I can rewrite this story. I can. And just believing that and finding the support to do that. No matter how lost you feel, no matter how out of shape you feel, you have the superpower to rewrite that story. No one else.
That's right. That's right. I love that. And you touched on another point too. I think that everyone should have a mentor as well.
Yes.
Kind of touched on that, but it's so important no matter what stage of business you are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would never be where I am today without good help along the way.
Right. What is the one piece of advice, Louise, that you wish someone had given you when starting your business? Or your lifestyle change?
Yeah. Well, I'd say in business, it was that you will not have it all figured out in the beginning. What you think is the answer now will grow and evolve, and listen to your clients' needs. The reason why I have my Badass Breakthrough Academy, the reason why I specialize in women 35 and beyond and perimenopause and the confusion is because women came to me. I had a program for like stress management and peak running. And no, it was the everyday average woman who's like, what the heck do I do when my body's like fighting me all of a sudden, 35 and beyond? What's happening? And I discovered this whole world of women who needed me. But had I not been open to receiving that, I would be in a high performance coaching, maybe still working in the NFL, you know. It's just, it's amazing when you stop to listen to the need and kind of like put ego aside. Like I didn't have it right in the beginning. I certainly did not, but it feels so good now that I do.
And you're amazing in what you do. So where Thank can you. My listening audience find you?
Well, I live at breakingthroughwellness.com. It is the hub where I have some free courses. I do have a lot of active women that I work with, those who enjoy running. And I do work with a lot of individuals who are just like me, feeling very stuck in their health and their hormonal health. So know that there is a free consult there available if you are interested in working with me. And coming from a place of just a woman who has been really stuck and knowing what it's like to feel lost in a sea of solutions, where do you even start a lot of times? And Instagram and Facebook, I am at Breaking Through Wellness. So you can catch some free content there.
Great. And you have some wonderful content as well there on Instagram. And I do want to also tell my listening audience that you work virtually as well, correct?
Oh, yes, of course.
That's important.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. In person, virtually, a nice community of women who are all serious about wanting to feel their best, you know, and not overcomplicating that process.
That's right. And they're all supporting each other. That's what's so important too. So if you need that support, be sure to contact Louise Valentine at breakingthroughwellness.com, my friend. She is amazing. And we'll have her back on the show when she's right now in the top three, but we'll have her back in the show when she's number one, right?
Sounds great. I look forward to it.
I look forward to it too, Louise. It's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you again for joining us today, my friends, on the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. You can listen to more of the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and comment. And until next time, let's impact together.